Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime. Last time around on Overtime, we talked about what are the signs that you may be getting fired. Today, we want to talk about what are the signs that you need to leave, that it's time for you to leave and get a new job.
Yeah, it's time for a change.
Time for a change.
Which
exactly.
Many people, put off for quite a while.
Well, This came up because there are several people that we have worked with and a few that I'm working with right now who know that they need to leave, but are having a very hard time actually doing it.
Yeah, they don't want to go on the job search. It's trade-offs.
Yeah.
You go to another company and you don't know if that's going to be any better. And also when you go to a new job, you've got to work hard to prove yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, what are the signs anyway?
Okay. So Logan did some homework for us.
Thank you, Logan.
You're welcome.
Are you going to read some signs?
Well, yeah. And I think one of the worst is that Sunday night dread.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, that dread. Now, yeah. I had that when I had jobs. I don't have that anymore. Sometimes when I have it, it's because there's somebody I have to see that I don't want. But when you have a Sunday dread where you just don't want to go to work on Monday morning.
Yeah.
You know, you got 5 days ahead of you. That's a real sign there's a problem.
Yes. That's not a good sign.
That's the first thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
You want me to just go through a list?
You can, or I can share a list I have. We both have lists, so go for it.
Well, you're bored. You've outgrown the thing you're doing. You've outgrown it. You don't have any boundaries between work and life because you're just working all the time.
Right.
That's not a good sign.
Right. So a couple of those items, I think, come from a Fortune article that we were able to look at by a woman named Carolyn Aronson. And I just want to mention that because she specializes in working with people in burnout.
Uh-huh.
She mentioned another one that I thought was a really good one, which is that your performance starts to slip. Like people are
totally
complaining about what you're doing.
Yeah. That's definitely a sign it's got to go.
Yeah.
And why is your performance slipping? It's because you don't care.
Right.
Right. You've lost the passion or the interest.
That's right.
You just do the bare minimum. It's just like, I want to slide through. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then if we draw on some of the things that we've noticed or that we talk about even in our various books, particularly about fatal attractions when you're at a certain point, I think if you find yourself constantly complaining. And constantly rehashing interactions that you're having with your boss or your staff, your colleagues, you're like just a complaining factory at the end of the day.
And complaining is not the thing you do. We should say that.
You don't know yourself to be a complainer. That's a good point, Kathy.
Yeah, because, I know people that can't really distinguish.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Because everything just is not working for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The whole thing just is not working for you. You're not happy.
Yeah.
I also think when you're bored, that's not good.
No. So you have nothing to look forward to.
Right. Well, you've lost your passion for whatever that was you were doing. Maybe you don't even like the company's mission anymore. Maybe the company has changed in a way that you're not aligned with. Or you're just bored by it. It's not challenging anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, I mean, I've met people that have stayed in this place for 3-5 years.
Right.
So anyone out there listening, are you bored and not happy at your job for that long?
Yeah.
It's definitely a sign that you need a change. And, a change actually, I think there's a fear towards it, but it's always good.
Right. It's probably also time to leave if you can't imagine being promoted on any level. So it seems like there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I also think if the company is not doing all that well, the company's kind of lost its position in the market, that's also a good sign that you probably should go.
Right. If you escape the first round of layoffs.
Yeah, you don't want to go down with a sinking ship.
Right.
Although many people do. But I would start looking at that point. Also, if there's just changes in your industry where there's new companies cropping up that are exciting, mm-hmm. why not, you know,
right.
get on board with that?
I also think that if you feel like you've been targeted by someone
Ugh.
And you can't do anything right.
That's not good. You got
to
go.
Yeah, to me, that's definitely a time to leave.
Right.
Unless you can work it through. Sometimes you can work it through if you love your job and you love what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another sign, I think, is that if you feel like you're always on the outside of what's going on. I'm remembering a person who I worked with, and she had two bosses, actually, but they would always be in cahoots. They'd have meetings without her and make decisions without her and then bring her in and tell her what they'd decided. And she really felt like this is not going well, but she was afraid to leave.
Why was she afraid to leave? Because she didn't know what if there was something better.
Well, so I think that's true, Kathy. And I think the other thing that's really interesting is that a lot of times you can be afraid to leave because you've been somewhere so long that mm-hmm. you can't imagine another reality mm-hmm. for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to leave. I mean, it just is. It's hard to leave if you're comfortable. But you just got to look at the true signs is your life moving forward? Is your career moving forward?
Right.
Are you enjoying what you're doing? And if you're going to say no to all of those things, there's a bit of a problem.
Right. Well, and I think the part of the problem is very often if you've been in a job for too long, you also don't feel good about yourself. And so it's almost, and especially if you've been targeted or you're being cut out or whatever the case may be, if you feel that sense of dread, mm-hmm. then it's very hard to go looking for work because you don't have confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
And so, right. So what we usually what I tell people when they come to me and they're in that position is you're not ready to really look for a job. Now we've just got to make lists of all of the accomplishments you have had over the years.
Yeah.
And you know, my process is to take people back into what they do well and what they have done well over the years. And then they tend to get more into the positive of their career and realize, I can't believe I wasted my life here. Ooh, I can't believe I stayed longer than I should have because I haven't had a success in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're feeling this way, that's something you could do right now is just go back, make a list of your successes that you've had at that company or at that job,
mm-hmm.
or even go far back all the successes you've had in life.
Yeah.
And everybody's had them. Don't tell me you don't have them. Everybody's got them.
Right. Well, and I was thinking the other thing you could do is create some immediate successes. So if you're not ready to look for a job, maybe look for an opportunity where if you volunteer or you provide a service or mm-hmm. you manage a project, but you do something outside of the realm of your immediate job so that you can start to build your confidence.
Where
again.
You can be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look in your personal life and see where you're successful there, whether you're a good cook or mm-hmm. you're a good entertainer or you're a good matchmaker. You put people together. You're very good at shopping maybe for other people like this.
Yeah.
There's something that everybody is good at.
Yeah. And I'm thinking another thing, Kathy, that you often encourage people to do, as do I, is if there are areas that you've always been interested in, you can at least, you may not interview or apply for those jobs, but you could interview people in those industries, mm-hmm. right? Do some information interviews.
Right. To find out.
Yeah.
Right.
To start to explore, because I think that's the other thing is you can't imagine that there's life beyond this place that mm-hmm. you've been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. You feel right. If you're feeling trapped, and a lot of people do feel really trapped because they're afraid to take just those early stage steps, to look at what's out there and just start talking to people that are happy about their work and love what they're doing. Just start somewhere. Even if you just get on YouTube and start looking at, there's the interview guys. They tell you how to interview. They're really good.
Yeah.
Or even just how to job search. Just start the process.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people at jobs they should have gone. I mean, we go into a lot of companies and there's people that really should have gone.
Well, I was going to say, that's, I think, another sign that it's time to leave is if you feel like every new initiative, every new idea, every new project is no good.
Mm-hmm.
it's time for you to leave. Because you're not really interested in moving forward with the business.
Right. Well, maybe, you know, you also, everything that is new that you have to get engaged in maybe stresses you out.
Mm-hmm.
Or just feels like a burden because you just don't want to work there anymore.
Right. That's another one. If your job itself has fundamentally changed and you don't like what the new job is.
Right.
It's
We change. The things that we need and want change. So it's not always the company's fault. It's that you may have grown or changed in a way that the company's different now.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think new jobs are just, they're new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as scary as you think. I mean, it's scary till you start doing it.
Right. Well, I guess what I would say is people, you're smart enough, you're good enough, and gosh darn it, people can like you. You know, I think that in my experience, the biggest fear is that no one's going to want me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you have to kind of fake it till you make it in that regard.
That's true.
So that you can then experience, because the individuals, so for example, a client of mine who was in an abusive situation, which is another time, it's time to leave. When she finally got a good new position, she could not believe how nice people were to her.
Mm. Well, that's usually what happens. If you're in a really wretched situation, you know, not just bored, but wretched, you know, where you're working for someone who's abusive or, you know, just the situation is so unpleasant, there's way life after that.
Right.
Yeah. And usually, you know, you're shocked at how I can't believe I put up with that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just about every client I've helped out of a bad work environment is so grateful when they get to the new one. Mm-hmm. And also, it's a different perspective. It's interesting because you start to realize that things are not as bad. Once you've had a really bad situation, you realize that most work environments aren't that awful.
Right.
You know, you just sort of awfulize them because you're bored or something.
Right.
Well, and if you've been in a sick culture for a long time, then you have some really... You have some detoxifying to do yourself. I'm just thinking of a person who's in this situation where no one speaks to each other. They all backstab. No one helps one another.
Well, I was like, yeah, great. Where can I apply?
But, can you imagine?
So this individual has been there for 28 years.
Wow.
What?
Because I think in part, they've convinced themselves that that's all there is. You know, that it's all like that. This is how people are. And unfortunately, if you stay someplace too long, that's what you
may believe. Becomes normalcy after a while.
Yeah.
No way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I've met people also that like to work, and I think I've talked about this, that like to work for a company that is a household name.
Yes.
Mm. And they like that image, even though they hate their job and they're miserable.
Yeah.
They like that image.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't go to anything else that isn't a household name.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would challenge that because there are some really great jobs with small companies or companies that just maybe there's no need for it to be a household name because it's not what they do. Not everybody will ever know about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, it's always important to challenge your assumptions anyway.
Yeah.
About why you're at a job that you're unhappy at and start to look for ways out.
I was thinking one more indicator that may be time to leave is if friends and family are telling you that you've changed and not for the better.
Ugh.
Like they notice that you come home and you're defeated or you're cranky or you're angry and you're sort of, it's spilling out on the home front.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's really true. Remember in The Devil Wears Prada? Did you see the movie?
Yeah,
the movie a couple of times. And that's what happens to her. Everyone around her, a boyfriend leaves her, and her whole life changes, and people are saying, oh, you've changed.
Yeah.
And then finally she realizes, you know, she got so caught up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not what she wanted. It wasn't her goals at all to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's interesting. You know, your work is very important. It is your livelihood, and it is your self-esteem is very wrapped in it.
Yeah.
But there's always another job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know there are people that live in communities that are small, and maybe there aren't that many jobs.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we live in a time now where there's a lot of jobs online.
That's true.
So you're less limited.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So no excuses.
Well, I was going to say, even doing some online window shopping could be a good idea, just to start to see your options.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Not everybody wants to work from home, but telecommuting could be really great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're giving you all these signs of when it might be time to leave. And we're talking about the resistance that people naturally mm-hmm. feel. And we're also talking about things you can do to push through that resistance. Mm-hmm. And Kathy, you were saying specifically write down your successes.
Right.
Get out and start looking at other opportunities. We talk about information interviewing, looking mm-hmm. online and seeing what's there. Mm-hmm. But basically, you need to get busy.
You need to get busy, and you also need to, you know, start preparing yourself for the interview process, which is not an easy thing, interviews. Mm-hmm. I think they're getting tougher and tougher. So you, in the beginning, the way to prepare for interviews is to write down your successes and write and start writing down all the stories that, how you accomplished what you did so that you know how to talk about that on an interview. So that is the first step.
And you may want to get help, professional mm-hmm. help with that. It's not always easy to do. Mm-hmm. But certainly I'm thinking you want to surround yourself with the people who will encourage you to take some action mm-hmm. and encourage you and tell you there is life beyond where you are. Because I think that's another thing. If you're surrounded by people who are also negative and fearful,
that's rough. You know, so look for some support groups also in your community, whether they're mm-hmm. in your religious institutions or maybe a local college.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are job search groups, mm-hmm. and there are people that will help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw that there is now AARP has a job site now for people over 50. Mm. So if any of you are older workers and think, oh, nobody's going to want me, that's not true. There are companies that are looking for mm-hmm. people that have a lot of experience. So you mm-hmm. check that out.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so many different, Indeed is the number one website for job searching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I always like going to the industry, like whatever industry you're in, they probably have a specialty.
Right.
Right.
Site for jobs in that career. Go to the association of that in those careers, and they mm-hmm. may have job listings. And just start talking to everyone you know that's working,
yeah.
that mm-hmm. can support you and maybe know someone you should be talking to.
Right. And that's another thing, is to make contact with the people who've successfully jumped ship from mm-hmm. your current employer.
And see there's life after there.
Yeah. Yeah. They can be very helpful.
Yes, they can.
In so many ways.
Right. And they may even take your hand and help you get your next job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I also like old bosses, people that were that maybe have retired or maybe they've just gone to another company.
Mm-hmm.
They know you. And they mm-hmm. know your work ethic. They know how you are as a worker. They will usually help you, too. Maybe bring you to the company they're at, or maybe they have colleagues that they can recommend you to.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got to start putting the effort in. And if you don't have the time, try a half an hour every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say even 15 minutes will be something.
Something.
Yeah.
A little something.
All right, that's it for this one. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.